The talk station's real-time traffic with Kenny Olson.
You're a very attractive man, Ken. You've got wonderful bones, and you dress really interestingly.
Exclusively on AM 1500 KSTP.
I want Kenny's home number. Do we have Kenny's home number? I'd like to call him and find out what this real-time traffic crap is all about. I think it's a con. Yeah, hey, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm uncomfortable right now. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Big deal.
Yeah, well, no. I was going to tell you, I was in Billings, Montana last night. Heard you loud and clear.
In Billings?
Yeah. Hear you better than I hear you here.
Well, let's try a random number in Billings. Hang on. Oh, that's not going to work. Let's try it. Here, I'll try this. Calling Billings.
Quest local, national, and 800 directory assistance. Quest now offers Canadian and Puerto Rican listings. For what city?
Billings.
For what state?
Montana.
For what listing?
John Kemmick, K-E-M-M-I-C-K.
One moment, Todd will be right with you.
How's that job going for you, Todd?
Thank you, searching. And here's John's number
for
you.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah?
You ever get tired of saying the same thing to people night after night, day after day? I mean, that same patter, that same hang on a second, still searching, here you are, thanks for calling. I mean, doesn't that get old after a while? Don't you want some human contact?
Not going to make a comment on the phone to you, but you know the question. You know the answer.
The answer being?
Yes.
I see. Thank you.
Here's the number. Have a great night.
Thank you for using Quest. The number is area code 406-252-7754. You may return. Hello?
Hey!
Yes?
Billings, Montana?
The one and only.
Yeah. Well, it's a radio station in St. Paul checking in.
How are things going in St. Paul?
Well, it's a little slow tonight. We're bored, and we thought we'd check in with your end of the country. Let me see who this fella is who was calling. What's your name, Cowboy Brian?
Yep, Cowboy Brian. You got it.
Yeah. And you were out in Billings last week?
Last night.
Last night?
Yes.
And you were the show was coming in loud and clear?
Loud and clear, right by the airport.
Right by the airport.
There. Yep.
So, Billings, the show ever come in loud and clear for you?
You know, I don't really get it loud and clear out here.
Yeah, you don't listen, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you lying SOB, what?
I know somebody that does, though.
Is he handy?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, okay. What's he got going tonight?
Little hockey.
Oh, it's a hockey night.
It's a hockey night.
Taste of Minnesota in Old Billings, Montana. Of course, whenever a Minnesotan transplants that part of the country, they reintroduce hockey to a bunch of people who don't know what that word means. It's good to know. How are the little ones?
They're doing fabulous.
And what are you doing tonight?
Well, I just got home from a school board meeting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, doesn't that sound important?
Well, in a way it does. Did you affect any change?
Yes, one very big change.
What?
Well, we had a gal that works for our district as a clerk. wanting a great big fat raise.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
What?
She got it.
And is that good?
Well, that's good for her.
What was your take on it?
Well, I had a little mixed feelings there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A little mixed feelings. But she put the screws pretty hard, and we folded.
I see.
Yeah, that's how that goes sometimes.
If that's the biggest conundrum, the biggest wall, the biggest bit of trouble you have to face in life, if that's the greatest hurdle, well, by golly, that it could be worse.
I should say.
Yeah, that's not so bad. That's sort of, we should all have troubles on about that scale.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Of course, we did need to discuss the lunch program.
And what'd you decide on that?
Well, we really need the kids to have some healthier food in our lunch program.
They're not getting organic?
They're not getting organic.
That's a bad thing, yeah.
I'd sure like to see that change.
Yeah, they like the cheap stuff for the schools, the expensive stuff you can get at the local co-op, but I'm sure they go cheap for the schools. That's too bad. One day down the line, that'll change. We may be a little too early. We may be on the cusp of that change, and it may still be in the offing, but you may be 5, 6, 7, 8 years ahead of yourself with that, because they still don't get the difference.
No, they don't,
no.
And they still reward good academic achievement in the classroom with a pop.
With a sody pop.
With a sody pop.
Unfortunate indeed.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, you know, at least in our lifetime we'll see that die. That is not long for this world. Those days, within the next decade, that'll die. We are watching the end of that. So, and that's nice. I mean, I don't know what we'll see in the next 50 years, but in the next 10 we'll see things like that go away.
I think you're right.
Well, I just wanted to say that we heard from a guy in Billings who said it was coming in loud and clear last night. I wanted to call and give a little hello from St. Paul to Billings, Montana, my home away from home.
Well, you don't know what a pleasure it's been to hear your voice on the phone.
Thank you so much. You say hi to your husband for me.
I'll do that.
All right.
You should call back some more.
I will.
Okay, sugar.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Billings, Montana. That's a little place we check in on from time to time. Steve Braverman, a man who's threatened my life. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I'm not up to any unkosher things these days. I'm playing it cool.
Yeah, I admire the fact that
absolutely
you threatened my life. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm...
Steve, you and I are brothers.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is this music thing, and I
what I
want
to talk to you about is the
on.
Fact, Steve. I want to talk to you about the fact that you and I are brothers.
Yeah, I realize that. And
no, Steve.
You know, Katie,
no, Steve. No,
Katie,
I want
Katie,
you to.
Katie,
I want
Katie
you to
says,
stop right now and accept that much as you know, Abel did in Cain, or Cain did in Abel. I don't know who slayed who there. You threatened my life, but I think of you like were Cain and Abel.
Well,
Steve.
I'm beyond that.
No,
that,
Steve,
that
I want you to say, I want you to say
I
this
want to
me.
Say what,
Steve,
yeah.
Steve, I want you to say these words to me right now. I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Steve.
Yeah, and you know what? I was standing outside Acadia, and this girl Katie come up to me. I said, "I'm Steve Bigman," and she put her arms around me, gave me the greatest, biggest hug in the whole world, and said, "Misty loves you," and she doesn't even listen to you. And her husband wanted to stay totally out of it. I had her call up, you screened her, and you said, you know, and we wouldn't put her on. She was just so perplexed why we wanted her to call you. And she's a waitress out, you know, up at the mall, and I thought that I'd like to bring you in and have lunch with her. And I also wanted to tell you that I decided to try to go legal with this jukebox of mine.
Uh-huh.
And possibly videos. I bought the Allman Brothers at in Massachusetts, and it had a Woody Guthrie song on from Grapes of Wrath going down the road feeling bad. And I've got Shania Twain's video with God Bless the Child on it. And a lot of good music that, you know, you don't have to be religious to believe it. I mean, you don't have to go to church, and, you know, like how we've grown over the years. I mean, the first time I called you, I just went to a payphone and dialed you up. I didn't, you know, and there you were. And, you know, mouthing off and that. And, you know, mouthing off isn't good these days because, quite frankly, you know, I've people have been talking to me about, you know, I mean, it's okay to say that somebody in a high office is a criminal and you should be prosecuted, but when you start mouthing off and using your mouth, it's five big ones on both, on any count, each count, and they've told me that it's Guantanamo, and, you know, you and I talking about it like that and never bringing it up again like that, you know, is, you know, I don't want to be playing dominoes with you down in Guantanamo as my cellmate. Yeah, I'd rather be building a radio station up here and possibly a TV station with, you know, putting something decent, like the songs that we love, like Linda Ronstadt, you know, singing a whole lot more Jesus and a lot less rock and roll. The song that Pamela said that she sang and she believed in, Leanne Rimes, you know, The Light in Your Eyes, which they pushed to turn my head around. All this stuff. I mean, these people are receptive to the mail you send them. I sent Dolly Parton a vehement letter from the Looney Bin saying, "You remember Ulysses by James Joyce? Pardon?
Yeah.
You remember how it said how the Supreme Court decision said that it was not pornography because it was." Representative Voice in Ireland, Dolly Parton was Irish, so I wrote, your paps aren't big enough to mother me, so I have to find it within myself, and ranting and raving about how I wanted Linda to be my mother. Well, she had come visit me in St. Elizabeth's incognito, and in 1984, after the beating and, you know, Emmy Lou taking her shirt off in the White House and everything else, and the march, and the dummy missiles being launched from silos in the Midwest and that, and, you know,
Steve? Steve?
Yeah.
You're nuts, man.
Yeah, well, we're all nuts. But, you know, what I want to say is, she, in response to that, I phoned a Tucson session out, which said, this is the mother you, and it said, all the violence in your soul, all the wrong things you have done, I will take from you when I come. Yeah, this is the mother you.
Yeah, but Steve, you know how some of us are kind of nutty?
Yeah.
But you're really gone, and I want you to accept that.
I accept that, but see, my problem is with being gone is that my computer's gone, and I had 80 pages of a book written on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say I love you even though you're nuts.
I'm sorry I missed your party. I mean, I love you even though you're nuts, too, sometimes.
Well, I'm with you there.
Journalism. I mean,
I'm comfortable with that.
We're pals.
We are buddies.
And we always will be that way.
I guess we always will be. I think we always will be.
But anyway, what I wanted to know was, would you be interested in working on some kind of a low-power music-only station?
No, I wouldn't.
On 97.7 to just...
No, I wouldn't.
Would you be interested in taking some of that music and putting it on your show?
No, I would not.
But you have good music on your show.
Thank
and I respect
you.
It.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
And I know that, you know, you aren't a jukebox.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, what I want to tell you is...
No, Steve,
you know,
here
you're journalism.
It's
you're
my
in
turn.
That,
Steve,
you're...
it's my turn, Steve. You are what you are. And I am...
And you're a Pulitzer
Prize-winning
journalist.
Steve... You are what you are, and I am what I am, and it's going to stay this way, and I like you a lot, and now the phone call comes to an end.
Will you go out to TGI Fridays with me?
Sometime, I suppose.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.